Hello, welcome and a hearty congratulations. You've made it through October, you've made it through, no, not November, so you've done amazingly well, and this is a little bit of a reward. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Get yourself good and relaxed. Get yourself into the most comfortable position you possibly can. And if you need to adjust for comfort along the way, that's perfectly okay. The more comfortable you become, the deeper you'll go, and the deeper you go, the more pleasure you're going to receive. Pay attention to your breathing, becoming aware of the gentle rise and fall of your chest that happens all by itself. And notice how when you focus on that breathing, your mind starts to relax. Pay attention to other parts of your body that are feeling incredibly relaxed. Or maybe you've built up a nervous excitement. And that's okay, because that'll just ultimately change into relaxation as well. And if you're using a toy, or just using your hands, that's okay. You can start touching, you can start using your toy. But you can only come during this file with my express permission, as always. All of that built up, pent up pleasure, just yearning to be released. Notice how your mind kind of sinks into that pleasurable state. Almost like the pleasure is completely filling your mind along with my words. So that my words and the pleasure become tied and linked together. That's right. You've done so well. You've been so good. And now you're going to be a good subject. And you're going to get the reward of your waiting, of your delaying, of being locked up, or just not being able to come for November. All of that pleasure is now manifesting within your mind and your body, which means you're going to get very, very close to the edge and very, very quickly. And I know I said you'd get your reward, and you will, but I'm contractually obliged to tease and torment you a little bit first. So as we listen to my voice, you may well become aware of the fact that your pleasure is taking you down deeper. That's right, your pleasure is taking you down deeper than before. By linking your pleasure to your depth of trance, you're going to become utterly compliant, completely submissive, desperate and yearning. A vehicle for hypnosis and pleasure. A vessel of pure lust and desperation. What you'll find is that each successive edge is more powerful, far more intense than the one before it. All of that locked up, pent up frustration, it can disappear at the end of the file, but until then, it's going to be a bit of a struggle, and that's a good thing. And it's been so long since you came that you're going to get so close, so very, very quickly. You might even begin to notice that you're getting close already. And that's good, that's okay. I want you to get close. Closer. And closer. You've been so good. You deserve this. You deserve this. Edging before release. Your restraint. All of your edges are going to culminate at the end of this file. And as you drift down deeper into trance, deeper into arousal, your unconscious mind understands the desperate need you have, that longing, that yearning, that utter, all-consuming need to come is manifesting itself more and more. You're so turned off. And that's exactly how I want you, right now, desperate, needy, yearning. Normal everyday thoughts could empty from your mind right now, as the pleasure fills your mind completely and utterly. Maybe the pleasure has a color, maybe the pleasure has an intensity and a vibrancy that amplifies and turns up, the more turned on you get. The more horny you become, and you are turned on it, you're getting even hornier. Close, closer, and closest. Your unconscious mind's probably craving a countdown right about now. A countdown that takes you deeper and further with each number down. A countdown where each number turns you on more and more with each number down. That leads you to a delicious edge, an exquisite torment. From 10 down to 9, sinking to 8, more turned on at 7, hornier at 6, closer at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Edge, 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 ride the edge, but don't you dare come. You don't have fucking permission just yet. Edge, 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 that's it. If you need to stop, you can stop. If you need to continue, you can ride that edge for a little bit longer. That's it. And it may well be the case that each time I and I alone during this fight say the word edge, that you start to experience the pleasure from all of your previous edges. Isn't that intense? When I say the word edge, it is. It really is. And you know it's going to be a struggle to be a good subject for me. It's going to be a struggle to be good and not come without permission, but you do it. I have every faith in you because you're such a good subject. And if you stop touching, start again. Use your toy. Do whatever it is you have to get yourself close to getting off. Knowing that you're going to be denied. You'll get your reward in the end, but you're going to have to wait. Like a good edge slot. That's it. Good edge slots do what they're told. Maybe the color of that hypnosis, maybe the color of that pleasure, you can visualize it, see it, or feel it in your mind and in your body. It's becoming more intense, more vibrant. And you're already noticing that you're starting to get close already because you're such a fucking edge slot. That's it. It might even be that the desperation and the pleasure fills your mind so much that the thoughts just disappear out of your mind, leaving you a gurning, drooling, edging slop. And you are. You're a gurning, drooling, edging slop. The more thoughts go out of your mind, the more pleasure fills your mind completely. The more your erogenous zones become more intensely sensitized. Far more sensitive than you could possibly imagine before, until this moment. And you're such an edge slut, you're craving another edge, aren't you? You love to edge for me. Edging for me makes you feel so good and obedient. Makes you desperate and needy and horny and utterly submissive, having your pleasure and your release controlled by me. And it's probably about this time that maybe a countdown might enter your mind. That's it. More intense than the last one. More pleasure than the last one. More arousal, more lust. 10, 9, 8. More turned on with each number. 7. More arise. 6, 5, 4. Close. 3. Closer, 2, closest, 1, edge, edge, edge for me, that's it. If you need to stop, you can stop. If you can ride the edge, although it's a struggle, you can do so. That's it. Completely obedient, desperate, needy, horny, edge, slut. Surrendering pleasure, surrendering control. Although that pleasure is building and growing and amplifying, it's such a stupendous weight that just the fact that maybe you aren't touching right now turns you on even more. Raises your desperation levels. Raises your need. Raises your yearning. And just being reduced to this state turns you on more and more. That's it. You might find yourself dumbing down and drooling and gooning, gooning and drooling. Completely blissed out, zoned out, simply from the fact you've been denied for so long. You've gone the whole of November without coming. You horny edge slut. You desperate edge slut. And you're such a good subject that you do whatever I suggest. Because you're deep in the hypnotic state and yet deeply aroused and turned on. So desperate, needy, horny. Edge slut. If you need to start touching again, you can do so. Go ahead. Use your toy, use your hands. Noticing just how sensitive your nipples, between your legs, maybe your ass. Noticing how all of those erogenous zones have become far more sensitive, tingly, pulsing and throbbing than you could ever possibly have imagined. Right now. Knowing that each edge is going to get progressively more and more intense, way more powerful than before, stronger than before. Each successive edge gets stronger and more powerful than before. You can't help it. I've suggested it. My words and my suggestions are shaping and molding your reality and your experience completely at my will. And it might be that the color of hypnosis that's filling your mind and body becomes far more intense than before. And there you go. And of course that means the pleasure is linked to it, and that becomes more intense, far more powerful. You're probably already getting closer. It's more than likely that you're very close right now, just as I speak to you. Try not to think about coming just yet. I know you've waited a long time, but if you think about coming, if you think about how good it would feel, there's a risk you could ruin, and you don't want to ruin after waiting so long, do you? Come on, get those fingers working. Get that toy operating at full capacity. Getting you close, closer and closer. It may even feel as though each breath in's just fueling that arousal. And each breath out's making you tingle and pulse even harder than before. And you're already sunk so deep in hypnosis, so far into lust, a complete and utter edge slot. And you are, you really are a complete and utter edge slot, aren't you? Nod your head and go even deeper. That's it. Each little nod takes you deeper. You can barely think or speak because you're so filled with pleasure. Gooning and drooling, drooling and gooning. You're so getting off in this, you edge slot. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, close, 3, closer, 2, closest, and 1, edge, edge, edge. Edge hard for me. That's it. If you need to stop, you can stop. If you can ride the edge, try to keep riding the edge. If not, you need to stop. You only come with permission. You're doing so well. You're such a good subject. You're such a good edge slut. That's it. Try not to touch, but you're thinking about touching, you're thinking about more pleasure, and yet weirdly the fact that you're being denied right now from touching such a basic fundamental right, it means that you're getting more turned on. The denial, the lack of control, all those things serve to turn you on more and more. It might even be that the knowledge you can't touch just yet turns you on more and more. Makes those parts more sensitive and makes them tingle and pulse and throb more than before. Knowing that I have such complete control over your mind and body at this moment just increases and amplifies every erotic experience you're having during this session. Turns everything way up, way up past the highest peaks of pleasure and the lowest depths of submission and hypnosis. Notice how good it feels in between your thighs. Notice how your nipples are so sensitive. And then start touching. And you know the next edge is going to be even more powerful than before. It's going to last longer as well, meaning that each successive edge, there's less gap in between the edge. It might just feel like it's starting to wash over you. Without me even giving you a countdown, just from me saying, edge. And whatever you do, don't think about how good it's going to feel to finally get the cum. Don't think about how good it's going to feel to finally orgasm. To finally have that amazing climax you've been waiting for so very long. And even though you've waited so long, and even though you're being controlled right now, you've never been so turned on before. The arousal levels are through the roof as your mind sinks down deeper into this. Trancy, edging, gooning and drooling and gooning state that you're in right now. So desperate, so compliant, so horny, so needy. The more pleasure you feel, the more you go into that zoned out, gooned out, drooling experience, leaning into it more and more, falling into it more and more, yearning for an edge, desperate for a release. And who knows, maybe the next edge might be the one that gets you there. Maybe I'll give you permission. Maybe I'll be amazingly kind and beneficent. Or maybe I'll just use it to torment you a little bit more than before. And the funny thing is, you'll enjoy it either way. The denial, the teasing, or the release. And at this point, which one are you leaning towards? The complete release and climax, or the desperation of longing and yearning? Because you love both, because you are a fucking edge slut. You're such an edge slut. You're probably yearning for another one right now. Close. Closer and closest to another. Edge, edge, edge. Knowing that I only need to say the word edge, edge, edge to bring you to that point. And it feels so good knowing that, doesn't it? Nod your head and go even deeper. There's a good subject. There's a good edge slot. If at any point you need to stop, it'll almost feel like I'm pulling your hands away, removing your toy. As you get closer, inexorably closer, to your next edge. Each edge is more powerful than the one before, more intense, lasts longer. The gap shrinks until it might even feel like you're going into a form of an edge loop. Just constantly on the edge because you've waited and denied so long. And yet here we are. It's the culmination and you're desperate. You're so, so close. And yet you're still so far away. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Edge. 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 Edge so hard, Edge so hard for me. Edge. And if you need to stop, you can stop. You can stop touching or playing with your toy. And you were so close. You were so close, you must be awfully desperate right about now. You must be so desperate right about now. Because you got so close. You were so very close to coming. To orgasm. You were right on the brink, right on the very edge so many times. And who knows how many more there might be? How many more edges could you take right now? The longing, desperation fills your mind and body. So the thoughts just zone out. Grueling and droning yourself into a turned on, aroused mess. That's it. And just knowing the state you're in is turning you on more and more. You just can't help it, Edge Slot, can you? No. You're an Edge Slot, and you know what Edge Slots do? They edge so hard for me. You'd love to edge for me again, wouldn't you? Yes, of course you would. And you know why that is? Because I love to edge you, and you're an Edge Slot. This is what you were meant to do. This is your place and purpose. To goon and drool, to drool and goon. Compliantly obedient and obediently compliant. Having me control your pleasure. If and when you get to come. And the more you drool, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more you want to drool. That's it. Drooling and gooning and edge slot completely and utterly. And it's been so long for you, hasn't it? It's been so very long, and you've been so good. You've denied yourself and been denied and teased and edged, and I've teased and edged you, and you're still doing it. You're still gooning out, zoning out in pleasure, being controlled, being denied, and just knowing that gets you closer. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, edge. Edge hard. Edge harder. Keep edging. You're so close. Almost there. And stop. Good edge slot, you were so close. You almost got to come. Almost got to come. You were so close, you must be so desperate right now. It's been so long. Over a month. And you keep getting close, but you don't get to come. You don't get that final climactic release. You poor thing. How awful for you. And yet you're still turned on by it. You're still aroused by it, aren't you? Yes. Your mind and body have just become a vehicle for pleasure and denial, submission, and hypnosis. Drooling and gooning, gooning and drooling. You don't even care anymore, you just want to come. You just need to come so badly. And who could blame you? It's been so long. It's been so very, very long. Since you last came. And those edges, they just get more powerful, they become harder to resist. You've resisted so long, you're so close, and yet every edge is taking you that bit closer. Each edge is the potential to just make you come. But you have to be good, you've got to fight, you've got to resist and struggle, don't you? Yes. Yes, you do. Your thoughts have crumbled away, faded away and dissipated as the pleasure filled your mind and your body. The intensity of that hypnosis becomes more vibrant, more vivid, more real, more tangible as you feel it in every part of your mind and every part of your body. Close, closer and closest. And it really does feel like you're permanently on the edge right now. It permanently seems to feel right now during this session that you're just always on the edge, always so close. And so those edges, they're just more powerful, stronger, far more intense than you ever imagined they could be. And more intense than you ever experienced. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Edge, edge, edge. That's it, edge so fucking hard. Good edge slot. Good edge slot. You're doing so well. You were so close. Stop if you need to. That's it. You got so, so close. You got so very, very close. You were right on the brink. It might even be the case that you still kind of are on the edge. 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 And in a moment or two, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I reach 5, you come out of this trance, feeling so good about yourself, feeling utterly calm, completely relaxed. You'll be freed of any suggestions that aren't right, safe, or appropriate, taking with you only suggestions that work for you and benefit you in every way possible. 1, beginning to come up out of trance. 2, feeling calm, feeling utterly relaxed. 3, maybe wiggle your fingers and toes. 4, your thoughts returning to normal. And 5, eyes opening, coming up out of trance, feeling amazingly good about yourself. As always, thanks for listening, and I look forward to trancing you again very, very soon.